Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Hoffman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Nick Lipscomb. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Trotter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Trotter. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Trotter. Larry moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. West reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Vosmak moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmak. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Salters goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball towards left. Vosmick catches it and throws to home to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Lipscomb reaches third base with a triple. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter takes first base on ball four. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lipscomb scores. Trotter moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Huffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Bell. Knickerbocker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lipscomb hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Knickerbocker scores. Huffman moves to third. Lipscomb moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trotter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Davis steals second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Huffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lipscomb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trotter strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Wyatt moves to second. Jim Walkup now pitching. Blas Monaco pinch hits for John Croner. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Wyatt scores. Larry moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Indians, 6, Browns, 6. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Blas Monaco now playing second base. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Monaco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Browns. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to third. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lipscomb hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Lipscomb reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Browns. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Lipscomb moves to third. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. West bunts for an out with unknown description. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Davis scores. Vosmick moves to third. Clift moves to second. It's 10-6, Browns. Joe Heving now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. 2 outs. It's 11-6, Browns. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale strikes out. 1 out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lipscomb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Lipscomb reaches second base with a double. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Walkup bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Lipscomb moves to third. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Monaco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Monaco reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky strikes out. 2 outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Solters hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.